Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Kara Hetland, sitting in today for Lori Walsh, and we continue our conversation about how shifting populations impact South Dakota communities, and SDPB's Keely Boltina is standing by now in Sioux Falls. Keely?
Hi there. I am at Avera in Sioux Falls with Dr. Tad Jacobs. He leads all of the physicians at Avera, and yet, just a moment ago, described himself as just a country doc.
I would say that I serve all those physicians. I don't necessarily lead them.
All right. We'll go with that. I think that works. That's a good verb. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So let's start there, though. You say you're just a country doc. Your roots are in Flanders.
Yeah, sure, Keely. And I started actually my clinical practice in 1982 in Flanders, and in fact I still live on the farm up there. So it's been an interesting journey for me. I spent 28 years actually in family practice in Flanders, and then began a transition initially in the informatics world with electronic records, telemedicine. We started experiments in telemedicine back in 1993, actually. It's amazing where that's gone today. We can talk about that a little later. And then eventually becoming more involved with Avera as a system and with the medical group. So it's been an interesting transition for me, being on the rural country doc side and what the needs are there, and then being involved and seeing, you know, what's involved at the system level as things change across South Dakota.
When we're looking at Avera and its presence in Sioux Falls, I don't think people drive up to the main campus of Avera and think, oh, I bet this is full of a bunch of like small town doctors. I mean, that's not the impression you get. Mm-hmm. It's a large health system and it serves a lot of people.
Indeed it is. And we're blessed in the state to have, I think, wonderful health care. I think, our organization is driven by our mission, right? I mean, it's driven by the sisters. And so a big part of that was a commitment. That's what brought them here originally, was a commitment to rural America and bringing health care throughout the entire state, including those smaller areas. So as time has gone on, there's continued to be that focus in those smaller towns. And we can talk a little about different things that we've done out there, but now, I mean, the shift in populations that we're talking about, mm-hmm. that's happening in those rural areas, coming to Sioux Falls, the growth of Sioux Falls pretty dramatically, and other regional centers, you've got to kind of rethink what the, you know, some of the things that you're doing in healthcare.
And people do still go to their more local rural doctors or certified nurse practitioners for their health care, but they might be referred to Sioux Falls for more serious situations or for considerable injuries, things like that. The point I'm trying to make is these big buildings can really benefit people who may still be driving 3 hours away.
Well, you know, I think back to when I started back in the early 80s. We had subspecialists here in Sioux Falls, but we didn't have nearly the subspecialists that we have now, right? And so it's been the growth of those systems throughout our state that's been allowed to bring really quality people in very technical specialties. To think that we're doing transplants in our state, liver transplants now, is pretty amazing. I mean, we couldn't have said that a year ago, let alone two decades ago. So we're bringing in specialty care that probably we wouldn't be seeing in this state otherwise.
And maybe I take for granted that specialty care because I, you know, haven't been involved in medicine for decades, and I talk about it, but I don't work in it every day. And so what you're saying is this, when we're talking about innovation and technology, we're also talking about really bringing people here in ways that we couldn't have more recently.
Yeah, I think the best care is delivered as close to home as you possibly can make it. That being said, you can't provide everything in every location. And so that's a struggle that we deal with every day, trying to say, how can we provide different levels of care throughout the entire state? And then if we can't personally get somebody to that location, how can we connect them otherwise? So I mentioned telemedicine a little earlier.
Which, by the way, whenever I hear telemedicine, yeah. always makes me think of the telephone. It is not.
Yeah,
I mean, there are extensive networks of you know, real-time video that is so specific that a doctor in a rural community can show an emergency physician here in Sioux Falls really specifics about a wound of a patient or charts.
Indeed.
And so it's incredible.
It's like Skype, you know, except that you know, you're really able to see detail. We have specialized cameras, we have stethoscopes, we have otoscopes, we have various technical tools that we can use. So the days of not being able to connect in that fashion are gone. And so that allows us to bring specialists into those rural areas without necessarily traveling away from Sioux Falls, let's say, for example. And so that's really changed the game. And I'll tell you, when you're a rural family practice doc, especially in some of these isolated areas, you know, I'll tell you, you can feel a little isolated, and you can feel alone. And so being able to connect with those people have really changed the game for those providers.
You talk about telemedicine, but you also have connections around the country that, because Avera is a health system, you're able to sometimes bring in even higher level specialists to Sioux Falls so that people don't have to leave to other communities. So that's just another way of keeping medicine local.
Exactly. And you know, sometimes, I mean, some specialists actually, you know, we will transport here, we'll fly them here or whatever in certain instances. And then in other instances, we can connect with them virtually, right? So that's kind of a virtual consult. And so I think it's one of our terms that we looked right at, everybody wants access, right? And so a lot of what you're seeing, especially in the Sioux Falls market right now, is how do we improve access, you know, to patients. But one of our key things that we're looking at right now is that access without affordability is not very good access, right? And I think as the market changes and as consumers really are becoming more engaged in their healthcare, right, then they're very savvy in terms of what things cost. So being able to do lower cost types of things like virtual medicine, I think continues to grow in the future.
When we're looking at virtual medicine or telemedicine, help me understand kind of where that line is, because at some point you need a real person on the ground. I mean, this isn't a situation where a screen is going to solve all of the problems.
Surely. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's all about severity. So if I would go online with you right now and you say, you know, I'm having crushing chest pain, I'm not probably going to continue the conversation long, right? I'm going to say, somebody call 911, right? But so I think a lot of the success of virtual care is the comfort level of not only who's doing it on this end, but then the comfort level of the people that are on the other end. And as we've done this over the years, that connection, whether it's a physician connecting on the other end, as it might be in the emergency room, or if it's the nurses or an aide that's actually involved, you know, there's a lot of trust and a lot of sharing of information that occurs between those folks that make that just a lot more comfortable encounter than you might think. But you're right. At times, you know, you can't do everything there, and it's time to go to a regional center.
There's a certain level of economy of scale, too, right, when it comes to the larger health system of Avera, because there are things that you're able to do at your different locations that you just wouldn't be able to if you didn't have enough staff, or you couldn't, you know, combine all of these services together. You're looking at a brand new campus at 85th and Louise, not far from here in Sioux Falls, where you're talking about innovative technologies in orthopedics and gastroenterology. Help me understand why what looks like, you know, a big business of healthcare also helps consumers because they have access to those things.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a very good point. And so it was kind of interesting yesterday because we got to see the big tower go down that was over there. That was kind of like a
yesterday
cell tower or something.
Down.
It came down yesterday.
Huh.
Yeah. And we got to watch it fall. That was kind of an interesting piece. But Avera on Louise, I mean, that whole concept of saying So we're talking about demographics, right, and saying, you know, things are changing in Sioux Falls. There's more and more millennials and young people that are coming to Sioux Falls. So there's more sports-related type of need there. The population is aging, just like I am, and need more knee replacements, hip replacements, let's say, for example. So that need, we thought, golly, how are we going to meet that need? And it was clear that you know, on our existing campus, we couldn't get it all. We couldn't do it all. We couldn't get it all done there. And so we're going to have to look at an option, which spun off those specialties into that location. So I think it's exciting. It's in a great location. Sioux Falls is going to be easily accessible, with multiple specialties there that, again, will just improve access for patients.
And help me understand how you make sure that healthcare is still personal when you are dealing with so many physicians in so many places and so many different practices. Because at the end of the day, that's what, when you hear about healthcare being big business, that's the negative of it, is that you want to make sure as a consumer that when you go in, the person you're seeing cares about you and wants what's best for you and is taking that into consideration. How do you manage that when you have sprawl?
You know, it's one of those things that when you go into medicine, I mean, you really, or healthcare in general, I won't just say physicians because it applies to nursing, it applies to everybody who's involved in the business, but you go into the business primarily because you want to take care of people, because you care about people, right? And so, even though there's all this stuff going around, all of the governmental, the regulations, the paperwork, the EMR, all those things around, when you go in the room and you close the door, it's still just you and the patient that are there, right? And so that relationship is really what we as caregivers, I mean, that's what drives us day in, day out, okay? And so it's not hard to really, you know, reinforce that to our medical group, to say, you know, that's still the most important thing, right? It's about the patients that we're seeing. You know, we do things to try to help improve service excellence and customer service and all that type of thing. You know, still you're dealing with a population of people that really do care.
How do you find those people? I mean, can you find those people when you are increasing specialties and adding locations? How are you going to staff it with those right people?
Yeah, you know, it has been amazing to me. We've got a recruitment team at Avera. That's been remarkable in being able to recruit talent, right? One of the things that we do that might just be a little different is that when we interview folks very early, we spend a lot of time talking to them about the mission of the organization. We want to make sure that they understand it's well beyond the walls of Avera McKinnon, let's say. It's extending out into the most remote areas of our state. And so We want them to understand that mission. We often try to get them out into those locations so that they can see those pieces. And then part of the interview committee when they come in is actually a person who's on our mission, part of our mission group. And they explain that to the applicant so that they understand that there's a greater purpose to what we're doing here. And I think that attracts the right talent.
When you are looking at how things have changed so much over even just your time in medicine, what's the takeaway for people looking to go into the industry or for patients who are just seeking, you know, the right fit for what they're looking for? I mean, what should we be looking for, and where do we see the industry going?
Well,
that's a really broad question, by
the way. we'll just focus just first on anybody who wants to go into healthcare.
Right.
I mean, obviously, I would continue to encourage you. It's a wonderful, wonderful profession.
Because with all the insurance talk and with all of the changes, it feels contentious. But you're saying that's not what happens
You hear that. And we're in a difficult time, I think, in medicine in regards to all of that. Okay. But I think, you know, we are shifting the focus to really add more value to the care that's given, so that the focus is more on the patients, so that patients have more input into their care, involved in decision making in their care, and I think that's all good stuff, right? I think the consumer today is getting more and more like I I just don't want to go into a clinic and sit there for 15 minutes, a half hour, an hour, waiting to see the doctor. I don't have time for that. I want things to happen. So when we talk about access, I mean, people will be accessing things on their phone like they can today with Avera Now. They'll be able to go into the quick clinics that they can now, the urgent care centers, staying out of those emergency rooms, hopefully, unless they absolutely have to be there because it's a high-cost thing. But I think what happens, the big shift, Keely, is that people will understand more about the importance of their role in their own health, and then understand a whole lot more about what it's costing them for that care as employers shift more of the burden of healthcare insurance right onto them.
Right, even when it comes to like health savings accounts versus traditional plans where you're responsible for more of the money up front, they're really understanding what that looks like and what that is. And that's not to deter people from healthcare. It's just trying to figure out how to use your services in the right way, is my understanding.
Indeed. And I think we just continue to get better and better at that as time goes on. You know, it used to be it was the doctor, you know, and now really it's a team. And I think that team-based care allows us to kind of make sure that we don't miss some of the things that maybe has been missed in the past for patients. And so, you know, you hear a lot of negative things about medicine, but boy, I'll tell you what, in the main, you know, healthcare is changing dramatically, and I think it's changing for the good.
Sounds great. Dr. Tad Jacobs is Chief Medical Officer for Avera Physicians. Thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome, Keely.